And my whole goal with this episode is to really let you in on my world in my brain and the love that I have for sales psychology. And I want you to nerd out, geek out with me. I want it to open up the new perspective on sales and allow you to get to the root of why you should tap into this, how this can be a huge solution for you and so many people in your world. If you are struggling with sales, if you feel like things are a little bit different, if your buyers aren't tapping into you, it's just not hitting, it's just not the same, then this episode is for you. I'm Natasha Zorich, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Welcome back to Tash Talks and welcome back to the sales series. So today we're going to be getting into the power of sales psychology, but with a little twist, with a little twisty twist. And my whole goal with this episode is to really let you in on my world in my brain and the love that I have for sales psychology. And I want you to nerd out, geek out with me. I want it to open up the new perspective on sales and allow you to get to the root of why you should tap into this, how this can be a huge solution for you and so many people in your world. If you are struggling with sales, if you feel like things are a little bit different, if your buyers aren't tapping into you, it's just not hitting, it's just not the same, then this episode is for you. So I'm going to be going over a few things of the power of true sales psychology, and again, with a little bit of twist. So let's get into it. It just cuts the noise. It completely cuts the noise, the bullshit, the fluff, the regurgitated type of information. I hear this all the time. When people go through my sales program, they're like, I actually feel like I know it all. Like, I got it. I'm good because I understand the exact why, how, and reason of why it's converting, when it's converting. They can collect data, and that is invaluable. It's not some proprietary method. It's not the be me method. It's not what I've done to be successful. It's not a coaches of a coaches of a coaches method. It's data-driven, time-tested methods that are proven to get into the minds of your consumers and keep them there, right? To become memorable. And I always say this, every great marketer will aim to be highly memorable. So you cut the noise and you get really deep within the sales process. It's you cut the bullshit, you cut the fat. It's not vanilla. It's not black and white. You are really, really, really doing some awesome work and some awesome education if you leverage the sales psychology. And then if you also are just using it within your business, you are going to get into the minds of your consumers, like I said. You are going in the price shopping phase. You are going to be the runner up because there's going to be something different. I can't put my finger on it. I'm just so attracted to you. I can't stop refreshing your page. I love when I see an email from you. They really do love you for you and for your mission and your brand, but that's because you're using intentional psychology. So right away, who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to cut the noise and stop the scroll in this busy, busy world that we live in? And more importantly, this really busy industry that we are in with the socials and Instagram. It's like a big pick me, look at me, choose me energy. And you cut that noise down and you really hone in and get those people tapped onto you. Very, very important, very valuable. Number two is it gives you the root and the why and the how of this conversion and how it's really, really working over time, which you then can collect data. You can double down on the strategy that is unique to you and your audience. A sales strategy, in my humble opinion, with the data-driven methods behind me, it shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all. And I keep saying this and it's repetitive, but it's so dang important. And when you have psychology and when you understand and fuse this into your sales and your marketing and your communication skills as a business and salesperson, coach, mentor, service provider, you are going to actually understand again the root. You are going to have that confidence, that expert role, that master, that craft that you can build up that skill set. It's not just going to be blindly going through the motions and not really understanding, because then also if now you want to educate, you can actually educate. And it's not, again, bringing it back to point number one, you cut the noise. It's not surface level. It's actually going to land and you are going to become a very, very, very well-known educator. That is invaluable as well. Moving into number three, it kind of ties point number one and two together, and it actually creates this true confidence. And this has to be one of the top things when people talk about sales or they fill out the application for the Sales Expert Mini Mine, which is my 2-month sales psychology and people first approach to sales. I really mentor Get Deep with you. We really unpack it all so you can become a true sales expert, build up that skill, build up that craft, and disrupt the industry norms. And we change the narrative through this program. But the number one thing that I see when people fill out that form is they say, I need confidence in sales. I lack confidence. I don't trust myself. I'm not self-led. I feel chained to the script. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do when I get an objection. I feel paralyzed. One of the biggest roots and the issues that people have continuously, even the most successful people you know, is they struggle with selling and they struggle with doing it consistently. And more importantly, they struggle with loving it and seeing it for the true power that it is and the true passion that it can become. So when you use sales psychology, the power is that it gives you the power of confidence. It allows you to get so rooted in who you are, your voice, your messaging, your communication, the way you actually are communicating to your people. It allows you to understand why things are working again, bringing it back to point number two. It really does instill that confidence within you beyond any method. Because let's say you take your coaches or this one method. What about when things get rocky? You don't have the savvy skills, the communication to adapt, to shift. Then the confidence is gone, right? But this instills true confidence and deep understanding within the education of why and how it's working. Number four, you aren't a carbon copy of someone else or someone else's success or method. It's allowing you to actually become and step into your own unique sales process. It's allowing you to really elevate within your business and think for yourself, have that entrepreneurial IQ, build up again those communication skills. And let me ask you, do you want to just take one method or your coaches and become a carbon copy? Let me guess, the answer is no. You want to branch out and have these like skills and work on this actively, but you just don't have the tools or resources to practice and really participate in that. Sales psychology will do that. That is the power of it. We're going to move into number five. It allows you to track your success in sales. Data is invaluable. I am such a strategy girl. And being able to look at and see why that didn't work and understanding why it didn't and having the grace or the patience, the deep understanding as to why that conversion didn't land or it did is invaluable. You start to understand yourself. You start to understand your audience far more, which then again results to confidence. This all weaves into one another. So powerful. And then moving into number six is it creates memorable content. When it's rooted in psychology, you are going to move into point number one, you're going to cut the noise. I think of my one client, Kenda. She's incredible, multi-millionaire. She is a visibility coach and she uses so much psychology in her content, specifically problem aware. And she uses it in really unique ways as well. And she does a really good job at that, a damn good job. And she has a huge influx of applications. You would dream. At one point, she had to close down and deny people because she just had so much capacity and so many applications. That's because she cut the noise. That's because she used memorable content. How she did that was she drove the interest and the actual applications through psychology. It's so powerful. You take that guessing game out of conversions, out of your content. Is this going to land? Because not only in step one do you understand your people, but step two is you understand how to create for your people. Step three, you know how to serve your people. And it creates this beautiful customer journey. Very, very powerful. The next point, you get into the minds of your consumers. Yes, the being memorable, but then you learn how to stay there. So in the price shopping phase, right? And this does lead inherently into more conversions over time. You become the no-brainer investment. But when you leverage psychology, especially with omnipresent marketing in multiple different channels, because you actually can apply these universal elements in unique ways on each channel, which each channel has different type of strategies, like email marketing is not the same as Instagram, TikTok is not the same as Instagram, Pinterest is not the same as Facebook. But when you leverage the psychology and you switch it around a little bit per channel, you are going to stay in the minds of your consumers. But here's the twist. You can do all the above, but if your strategy is not rooted in more of a people first, a human to human approach, you might lean a little too much into some of the psychology tactics that are quote unquote labeled bro marketing or tacky now. You might lead into too much scarcity. You might lead into much loss aversion, which will shift into desperado vibes. You might lose out on the deep connection that actually can be built through these psychology-driven tactics if you just leverage buyer psychology as a tool to get into the minds of the consumers and land the sales. So when you shift that, you want to leverage buyer psychology as a form of high-level intuitive communication. It's a shift in perspective. You look at the tool in a different way and you use the tool in a different way. Your goal shouldn't just be to convert them and make a sale. That, of course, is what we want. It's a business. But instead, I implore you to lead with the goal to make them feel incredible, which under that umbrella of feeling, I could list off top of mind like 12 psychology tactics under the feeling impact within your marketing. This will result in more sales, more conversions, and honest, genuine sales that will lead to a really good customer experience, a happy client, a recurring client, which we want, right? Client retention is great, not for every model, but for most. Now, that is incredibly important because again, when we look at sales, we just think sale, money, transaction, transactional, right? But if we shift that and we move the goal to making people feel good and apply all these methods, the money is inevitable. That's a byproduct. So that's with a twist. Because sometimes people can have a perception that psychology is manipulation or psychology can be really icky, and it absolutely can, but so can sales. But when you have a good heart and you're packed with integrity and you bring this people first approach, it creates this beautiful synergy between the data world and the feeling world. And women are emotional buyers. This is how you are going to cut the noise. This is how you can sell in a modern way in this modern world. This is how you can really, really shift from the old ways of the industry and step into the new ways of the industry, and your messaging will land. I promise you, people are buying. They really, really, really are. My clients are slaying it. I'm slaying it. The people who are tapping into this and when I mentor, the ROI of the Sales Expert Mini Mine is through the roof. That's why it's the fan fave. It sells out with ease. And I'm going to invite you to apply to the Sales Expert Mini Mine. We are hosting it. We do it once a year. Middle of May, we are going to start the program. It is 2 months. It is a 4-figure investment with a VIP, which goes over into 5 figures. I take a limited amount of women. As of right now, it's April, but as of right now, there's one VIP spot left. There's so many perks. This isn't necessarily for the beginner. I want you to have a decent footing under you. I want you to have your niche figured out. This is here to add true sales skills and take your interest, your engagement, your conversions, and your actual capability to communicate and convert in this, you know, modern world effectively with heart, with integrity. But if you just are starting out, I don't want you to jump into this. It could very well serve you, but it's best for the person who's made some sales, made some awesome business moves. Maybe you're years into, I've had multimillionaires in here. I've had six figures. I've had girls who are a few months into their business, but say it's their second business, or say they've seen so much success, but they really just want to focus on honest, integrity-led, psych-driven sales, they will join. But if you don't have your niche, you might feel like a little overwhelmed, or it might not be exactly what you need just yet. So then I would say you can come into my No Figures to Six Figures program if that is where you are. But the Sales Mini Mind is a sales niche-focused program on sales. So if that is what you want, if you have crushed it before but things aren't landing, or if you've crushed it but you want to shift into a better model, one that feels more like you have more control and understanding, this is for you. The application is linked in the show notes. I'm continuously talking about it on my Instagram story at natasha.zorich. So if you want to go binge there, you can have a good look. But I hope to see you apply. I am pretty picky with who is in there because group synergy is very important for me. So we can apply, see if you're a good fit. And if you're not, well, you know, direct you somewhere else that is. Or yeah, we'll just have you as an amazing community member, but you're probably a great fit. If you're tapped onto this, you want to amplify those sales, come on in. We're welcoming you with open arms. We would love to see your application come through, see where you're at, see how we can help you. And yeah, I'll leave you with that. This is a little portion of the sales series, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.